At the Republican Party convention in June, St. Paul Mayor Norm Coleman said he supported the new party platform, including a provision that calls for, quote, a responsible, competent citizen's right to self-defense through gun ownership and a must-issue carry permit system, unquote. Democrats interpreted that to mean Coleman favored a kind of Wild West approach where everyone packs a piece, and they instantly went on the offensive, calling the idea crazy and irresponsible. Smarting from their attacks, Coleman struck back.
I'm really offended by you know, talking about somehow we're going to be putting you know, more guns in the hands of, you know, moms at soccer games or in the Mall of America. So I just need to know that whole issue is a little diversion from folks who haven't been at the table.
Coleman also clarified his position, saying he just wants to standardize the permitting process so that someone who can get a concealed weapon permit in rural Minnesota can also expect to qualify for a permit in Minneapolis or St. Paul. Coleman is eager to get beyond the concealed weapons issue so he can talk about his overall crime prevention record. Of all the people running for governor, he says he's the one with the most substantial experience.
I come to this position first as mayor of an urban center in which we have dropped violent crime in St. Paul. I was chief prosecutor in the attorney general's office. I was a criminal justice coordinator. I drafted the laws that increased the penalties for crimes committed on behalf of a gang. And by the way, was accused of, at that point, that those were racist statutes. Got a lot of criticism from a lot of folks.
Coleman says his early recognition of the gang threat has now been vindicated, and the next governor should build on the anti-gang initiatives already in place.
We need to be doing things like strengthening the state gang task force, okay, which, by the way, was created on the model that we built in St. Paul. And then St. Paul, we joined with Ramsey County, and based on that model, you now have a state gang task force. We need to have a vigorous state role working with local officials in dealing with the issue of crime and drugs and violence.
The biggest shortcoming in Minnesota's criminal justice system, Coleman says, is the way many criminal suspects are arrested and released without going to trial or serving time. He says he supports crime prevention and social outreach programs, but none of that should distract the system from its primary duty.
It's nice to talk about rehabilitation, but crime, the criminal justice system really is about taking bad guys off the streets. I think when we started getting tougher, and I'll say this, in Minneapolis, I think you started to see a change. When the governor sent the state patrol in there, when the city and the business community mobilized forces, when they increased the level of enforcement, certainly you started to see a change.
Coleman says he'd take that kind of zero-tolerance policy statewide, with tougher mandatory sentences for repeat offenders and gang members caught using guns. He says he'll also have the system come down harder on juveniles by requiring courts to try more of them as adults. Right now, 16- and 17-year-olds can be tried as adults. Coleman says the adult rule should be applied to kids as young as 14 in some cases. Norm Coleman points to his native New York as the model for crime prevention in Minnesota.
I ask people all the time, I say, how many people have been to New York lately? And they raise their hand, I say, what do the cab drivers say? And the cab drivers say, New York City's safe. Times Square, which was the center of debauchery, is now the center of Disney. If New York City can be safe, any village, any town, any neighborhood in Minnesota can be safe.
And Coleman says Minnesota can follow in New York's footsteps by nipping crime, even small infractions, in the bud before they lead to more serious violence. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.